Okay, today's date is July 10th. The time is 8:35 a.m. Present is Detective Shanna Hastings and Sergeant Nick Dean. Detective Hastings, this is all in regards to an inquiry that the Chief Menden has assigned me over concerns that were brought to him on, it was July 3rd of last year, or July 2nd of this past year, sorry. The concerning allegations with Captain Nate Johnston. I want to remind you that even though this is still just an inquiry, you're still bound by the rules of an internal to be absolutely truthful and not discuss this interview or anything concerning this incident with anyone. You understand that?
Yes.
On July 4th, 2025, we spoke about concerns you brought up in a meeting in Chief Menden's office concerning Captain Johnston. One of those was that Captain Johnston was a liaison between law enforcement and the Bandidos Motorcycle Club. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any proof of this?
No, it was just by word of mouth.
Okay. Who told you about this?
I don't know exactly when I heard it, but I heard it from Sergeant Peary.
Okay. You don't remember when he told you that?
No.
Okay.
And it's something even has been brought up. With it being kind of like a not secret, not having any kind of solid, but I know that, you know, it's been discussed like in meetings and CID made comments, you know, because I know that Lieutenant Courtney and Detective Morrison had also heard that as well.
Also, on July 4th of this year, after we spoke in my office, you left a note with a code of conduct violations associating with criminal element and conduct unbecoming written on it, and later sent me an email with these same violations listed. Do you have proof to substantiate these allegations against Captain Johnston?
I mean, in regards to the conduct unbecoming, conflict of interest, affiliation. I mean, there's Facebook posts, there's the body camera that I have from Wednesday being there. I would say yes, I do have evidence of that.
Okay. What Facebook post do you have? Is it the ones that you sent me in the email?
To be honest, I don't remember exactly which ones I've already sent you. But there have been multiple posted on like Burke's Brothers that Captain Johnston is in, not on duty or anything. But clearly posted on their page with the Burks brothers being in support of the Bandidos, holding Bandidos bike rallies and all kinds of stuff. In regards to my belief of affiliation, of at least knowing that he is surrounding himself with people there at that establishment, and his girlfriend being a employee there, that there is knowledge of what is going on there and hanging out with Facebook posts on his page of him hanging out with the bar owner's son. So, yes, but I do not recall exactly which screenshots that I've sent.
Okay.
From Facebook.
Okay. We also spoke about an incident that occurred on 1/26/24 involving Officer Peary and a suspect he was questioning at Burke's Brothers. during which then Lieutenant Johnston told the suspect to stop answering questions. But who told you about this incident?
Sergeant Peary.
Okay. When did he tell you about this?
I don't recall the exact date. It was in conversation that we had over the phone.
Was it right after the incident happened, or was it recently?
Yes. It was once I had been assigned the case file for the arrest that took place on the 28th, June 28th, there. One of the bandidos had been arrested. He and I had been discussing the gang enhancement, and somehow that was brought into the conversation.
Okay, but he told you about the incident?
Yes.
You didn't ask him about the incident?
No.
Okay. All right. Have you discussed your concerns about Captain Johnston with anyone outside your chain of command?
Yes.
Okay. Who all have you spoken to that about?
Shane, Rochelle, Morrison, pretty much our whole CID group has had conversations about it.
Okay. All right. Are you conducting any sort of investigation on Captain Johnston?
No.
Okay. You don't have any files you're putting together on him, anything like that?
No. Not any files. I mean, nothing that's outside of what was discovered in investigating the or follow up on the original arrest with me working with ABC. And him being there on that Wednesday.
Okay. Okay, what did you put together on that?
Well, I put my case file together for the arrest. Obviously included the body cam that I had on, my case notes, the photos that ABC took while we were there on that Wednesday, and then just what I've been digging into Burke's Brothers through their Facebook social media.
Okay. Is Captain Johnston mentioned in any of those?
Yes.
In the case file concerning the assault, Captain Johnston's mentioned in it?
He's mentioned in my case notes from my follow-up on Wednesday.
Okay. Okay. That is everything I've got. The time is 8:43 a.m. and we'll be ending the interview.